The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metziah has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
The Mishnah on Daf Pei Amud Beis discusses the halacha of a noisin kli l'uman. Someone brings a utensil to a craftsman to fix or to change. And the question the Mishnah and the Gemara discuss is whether this craftsman has a halacha of a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. So I just wanted to discuss a case which really would illustrate, to serve to illustrate some of the issues that would be involved, and to try and bring this Mishnah to give it a practical framework. Person goes into a cleaner's to bring a student to the cleaner's. The cleaner shop is quite empty. He gives the suit into the cleaner's. The cleaner's takes the suit. He puts it to the side, and the cleaner decides, you know, this is a great time to take a coffee break. My shop is empty. I'm going to go next door to the pizza shop, take a coffee break, and I'll come back in 5 minutes. He puts up a sign, be back in 5 minutes, and he comes back in 5 minutes, only to discover that someone has taken, helped themselves to this person's suit. So the question is this cleaner's liable for the damage to the suit, for the stolen suit? So we'll have to decide whether this cleaner's has a halacha of a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar, and more basically, what is the din over here? Is it make a difference if this is a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar? Is the cleaner's liable for such an event? Okay, so I'm going to start with a premise that I think is a true premise. The derech of shopkeepers to leave their stores for brief periods of time. I think that it's quite reasonable to make such an assumption. Very often people can go into a store and it's not uncommon to see a sign, we'll be back in 10-15 minutes. So I think the reason is simple. The shopkeeper figures it's broad daylight. The chances of anything happening are quite remote, and it's a risk that he's willing to take, and it's a risk that I think that most people in such a situation will take. The question is he liable for the consequences of taking this risk? So based on this premise, the first step is I think a Gemara on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down machlokes between Rabbi and Rechista in a case like this. In those days, they would have everyone would have livestock. They would entrust their livestock to a hired shepherd. So the case is the shepherd decided to go up to the town to take a little break, and it was the derech. Apparently, it was the derech that all shepherds at a certain time of the day would go up and take a break and go into the town. And they'd leave the animals unattended. This was something that everyone did. It was a calculated risk that everyone took. So the Gemara discusses this shepherd, who's a shomer sachar, is he liable for the hezekis, for a damage that occurs while he's at his break? So the Gemara brings down Rabba that says that the honatar kidinatri inchi. This question was posed of Rabba, and Rabba responded that how can we hold this guy liable? He watched it the way everyone watches it. So therefore, in Rabba's opinion, the shepherd is not liable for any damage that occurs when he goes up during the time that everyone takes their breaks. Break. Rashi explains that the reason why he's not liable is because he's like an einus, even though he's a shomer sachar, but since he has a right to take this break, so therefore, any damage that occurs during his break, he's considered an oinis, and it's not called the Veda that the Torah said that a shomer sachar is responsible for. That's Rava's opinion. Rav Chista and Rava Bar Rav Huna over there in that Gemara say that really the person who entrusted his animal to the shepherd has a taina. He says, "Lahachi yavi lach agra lenturi li nitirusi yaseyuta." That he has a taina that I gave you money, and since I gave you money, the idea of my giving you money is that you'll watch it better than other people watch it. So even though all shepherds, everyone who watches their own animals, the derech is they take this break, but you have no right to take such a break. Since you took money, for me, the idea behind you taking money is that you're gonna obligate yourself in a heightened manner, and therefore you can't take a break like everybody else does, and therefore you're liable. If you go into the town when everyone else does, you're liable for any consequences. The halacha follows the opinion of Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baruch Huna. So to get back to our case, the Mishnah says that kol umnim shomer sachar heim, any craftsman is considered shomer sachar, and therefore this cleaners would have a din of a shomer sachar, and therefore even if, like we're saying, it's the derech, it's the way that the shopkeepers often will abandon the shop for a couple of minutes, and this person would be like a old beidna da'ili inchi, who would be considered like someone who goes up into the city when everyone else goes into the city, it wouldn't make a difference. Since he's a shomer sachar, he would be liable for any consequence that have happened during while he goes up to the while he takes his break. That's the pashtus of what we would say. However, this is not so simple. The Achronim, the Knesset Gedolah, and other Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah, they all bring down for the Marashach in Chelek Beis Simin Kuf Samach Tes. The Marashach is medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara's the Tzadi Gimel that we mentioned before says that the reason why Shomer Sachar is responsible when he's all beidna da'ili inchi, when he goes up at a time when everyone else goes up, is because the mafkid, the owner of the article, has a taina to the Shomer Sachar that this is why he gave you money, so that you'll watch it better. You'll watch it on the Tirusa Yiserta. It's mashma that the only reason why he has his heightened responsibility of not abandoning the thing he's supposed to watch while everyone else abandons their thing they're supposed to watch is because he's getting specifically money to stay and watch it. And however, if let's say however the halakha of a shomer sachar without giving him this extra money, then it's not so pashut. The case over there that Marshach is discussing is if let's say someone's a malval mashkin, he lends money on an item which is used as collateral. So then the person holding this collateral, it got stolen from this person. However, the person holding this collateral had watched it in a way that everyone else watches this type of item. So the question is, do you have this special svara of natri kidinatri? And she, would you say that he watched it like everyone else watched it? Or do you say that since he has a halacha of a shomer sachar, he has these special heightened obligations of a chiyuv to watch it, and therefore he cannot dismiss his obligation just by watching it the way everyone else watched it. So the Marshach says that since he did not actually receive money to make him into a shomer sachar, so even though he has a lach of a shomer sachar according to some Yishayim, but since it did not come about through an actual changing of hands of money, in other words, he didn't get money, so you do not have the Gemara's taina of lachi yavilacha agra linturi li niturusi yiserta. You do not have this additional obligation to watch it better than everyone else watches it. That is what the Marashach says. So getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says that kol umnim shomer sachar heim, all craftsmen have a halacha of a shomer sachar. So the Gemara says two reasons for that. Either because of the hana that this person left everybody else and came to him, and came to this craftsman, that hana makes this person to a shomer sachar, or because he's tavus le'a agre, he's holding this item for his compensation. Either way, there's no specific changing of hands of money, there's no specific funds that are being given over to the craftsman for the explicit purpose of watching this item. So either way, you would have this svar of this Marashach, that even though the Gemara says that he has the din of a shomer sachar, however, as long as he watches it the way everyone else watches it, then everyone would agree to Rava that Hanatrei Kedinatrei Inchi, that he watched it the way everyone else watched it. This is what should come out of the Marashach. And Be'emes, we find a similar concept in the Chassam Sofer, in the Tshuvas, Chelek Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tazayin. He also brings down a similar case. That case is discussing there's a Shutvis, and we hold Shutim or Hashem Mishachar, the two partners are bound to watch the items of the partnership with the din of Shomer Sachar. So the Chassam Sofer says that even in that case, one of the Shutim watched it the way everyone else watches it, and the Chassam Sofer says that even though the Gemara says that a Shomer Sachar, it cannot dispense of his obligations just by watching it the way everyone else watches it, however, in this case, since there was no transfer of funds, then he does not have a halacha of a shem esachar. He's not chayiv as long as he watches it the way everyone else watches it. And the Chassam Sofer speaks out explicitly that the same halacha will be heicha de tafis le'a agrei. In other words, if his obligation, what's making him into shem esachar, is the fact, is merely the fact that he's trying to hold this thing as to make sure to ensure that he'll get his compensation. In other words, the case of our Mishnah, then you do not have the svara that you can mechayiv him in the tirusi yiserta. That's what should come out according to Marshach and the Chacham Sofer. However, the Marshach is not at all pashut lahalacha. Many achronim disagree with the Marshach. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Schiros Perek Yud Halacha Aleph brings down this Marshach, and he really questions this Marshach. The words of the Mishnah Lamelech are kivin the nasa shomer sachar ein lechalik brachi. Since once a person becomes a shomer sachar, it doesn't make a difference if he's actually receiving money, or there's another way to get him to become a shomer sachar. Either way, he has this heightened chiyuv, this heightened obligation to watch this item. It would seem that the Mishnah Lamelech understood this. The Gemara says that the language of lahachi yavi loch agro ki hechid l'natrei netirusi yiserto, that this taina the person has, that the reason why I'm giving you money is that you should watch it better. It's not a svara that I physically have to give you money. Rather, it's a general explanation why it is that a shomer sachar has greater obligations than a shomer chinam. In other words, because since the shomer sachar has a benefit to his watching it, so therefore the Torah was mechayiv him a greater degree of obligation to watch it. And the Mishnah Lamelech brings down Raya from Shailos Hatshuvos Mariko that even by a Shomer Aveda, in other words, someone that finds a lost object, that he has a lach of a Shomer Sachar because of Pruta of Yosef, in other words, since he would benefit, that he would not have to give tzedakah while he is watching this article. So therefore, he has a din of a Shomer Sachar. And Mariko says that therefore he has this idea that he has to watch it until Rusi Yiserta, this heightened level of Shmira. And the Mariko ends off for this reason I gave you extra schar, so you should watch it until Rusi Yiserta. And Bamis, Rikiv Eger, is Matmi on the Mishnah Lamelech. Rikiv Eger asks on the Mishnah Lamelech, why did he just bring down a Mariko? Really, there's a Rashba. The Rashba says, Lahedya, that by Shemir Aveda, you also have this svara of in any event, it's Mavur in the Rishonim, Rikvega's Rishonim, and in the Mishnah Lamelech brings down like that from Riko, that they disagree with this Marashach by extension the Chassam Sofer, and they hold that in any event, as long as the person has a din of a Shomer Sachar, he's obligated to watch it better. He cannot watch it the way everyone else watches it. He has to watch it a more thorough watching it. So just to get back to our case, with the cleaners that left to take a coffee break, it would depend. According to the Marashach and the Chassam Sofer, this person would not be obligated for the consequences of having it stolen. And according to the Mishnah Lamelech and Rikiv Eger, and many Rishonim, it would come out that the cleaners would be chayiv to compensate the owner of the suit for his lawsuit.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.